And here we go. Our first official date. How exciting. You never thought something like this was possible, have you? Don't worry, by the way. There are other lifeguards patrolling. I won't need to get involved. Just because we're on the beach doesn't mean I'm automatically at work. It's so beautiful today. I just couldn't pick any other place. Not that I think you actually mind, as long as it's with me, right? You're at least 18, by the way, right? Okay, good. Nah, you don't look like a kid. But you do look young, so I asked, just in case. Still at school or nah? I'm asking because, well, you're not saying much, so I figured, why not? It's fine, by the way. It's rather adorable. I can tell you don't get around much, which is a pretty good sign for me. You see, I'm not like those girls your age. I'm already past the hype of looking for a daddy with a beard and his own car. That shit was cool when I was inexperienced like you. But now... now, I really know how to have fun. If you know what I mean. And the sad truth is, a lot of guys just don't know how to handle a real woman like me. The men my age usually think that they can always be in charge of everything and stuff. And it's cool too, but if they suck at it, it becomes cringy and not worth it. I mean, my luck probably played a big role here too, but I don't know. Something about younger guys like you just seems like a lot more fun. And this is what I'm talking about. Look at you just listening to me. You're actually listening. I can tell. Men my age don't want to listen. They want to talk. Act like their words matter more than mine. It's a constant battle. And I don't want a battle. Do you understand? I know. You look like a smart one. Well, except for what you did when we met. But I guess you live and learn, right? And what better way to learn if not from your own mistakes? I don't know who convinced you to get in the water, knowing damn well you can't swim, but you should stop talking to them. If it weren't for me, who knows? Maybe you wouldn't be here right now. Although, I can't say that I wish it didn't happen. We would never go on this date otherwise. You don't mind that I'm in my 30s, do you? Good answer. I like that. I mean, why would you, right? As long as I look good. As long as I'm a MILF. I am a MILF, right? Oh, gosh. You're just too cute. It's okay. I know what you think, even if you don't answer right away. I can feel it. It's obvious. Well, yeah. Remember what I told you? I'm a real woman. Not like those girls, you know. There's a huge difference. It can only come with age. Instincts sharpen. Sexual energy increases. The potential maximizes. From a silly kitten, all the way to a full-grown lioness. Certain things are no longer a mystery to me anymore. I can read you like a book, my love. Maybe I should stop trying to intimidate you so much. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Did you see that wave? It was huge. I hope nobody got caught up in it. So, what sports do you like? Do you like any? Oh, okay. There's a few that I'm into. Tennis, basketball, volleyball. They're all great. I'm not amazing at them or anything, but... Hey, have you traveled anywhere before? I have, yeah. I love traveling and experiencing new cultures. I've been to some amazing places. Last year, I went to these really cool islands in the Caribbean. My favorite place? That's a tough one. I think I would have to say Japan. The culture and the people are just so fascinating. Well, yeah. It is kind of weird, but maybe it just seems that way because it's so different from ours. I visited Tokyo and Kyoto, and I got to experience everything from the bustling city life to the serene temples and gardens. You should definitely plan a trip sometime. It's an amazing country with so much to offer. We can even go together if you want. I'd love to come back. You'll think about it, I bet. You know, I wonder what your parents would say. Do you think they would be proud if you introduced me? Or would they think you're insane and call me names? Unsurprising, of course. People think relationships like this can't work. But somehow, 4-foot girls with 6-foot guys is normal. It's cute. Right. Whatever. Oh, this world is so dumb. Oh, there. Take a look at this poser. Look what he's doing in the water. I'm sure this works on some lost 18-year-olds. But what use is an 18-year-old girl who hasn't experienced life yet? Fuck bedroom. We know that's dead. But just in general. They say women mature much faster. I honestly can't tell these days. I'm generalizing, but who cares? Just saying it like I see it. Everybody thinks they know what the fuck they're talking about now. Give them an article, some stats, and a rich vocabulary, to mask the poor intelligence, and they feel like gods. Can't tell them nothing. I'm sorry. I know I'm ranting about random shit right now. It's probably the cup, bringing out my deep thinking cap. What about you? You seem like a deep thinker. Well, besides the fact that I'm the one talking the majority of the time. What are you thinking right now? Tell me. I'm staring into your eyes, and I can tell that you're in so many different places at once. You're not really here. You're somewhere, but where? I have no idea. What are you worried about, I bet you're thinking about how not to embarrass yourself right in front of me. See, this is the problem with shy guys like you. Most of you are cute, got good qualities, and generally are good material for a relationship. But you have this one big, huge problem. You just can't see what others see in you. Most of you are used to rejection. You're getting flashbacks. You see a pretty girl and automatically think she must be a bitch. And see, that's why you need an older woman like me. One that can see your value. One that doesn't need protection or taking care of. One that can do the exact same for you. Instead, you need a mommy. What? I'm serious. I know what people say. There he goes. A guy that has mommy issues. Next. But it's not about that. I'm not saying you need a mommy in a sense of because you're not a real man or something. I'm not saying you're not man enough to take care of yourself. I'm talking about a mommy that can and is willing to do nice things for you. She doesn't have to. It's just really, really nice. Why work hard for silly girls that don't appreciate you, don't want to do anything for you, when you can be with somebody like me? Someone who's experienced, truly mature, who can take care of things when you're tired. Or, you know, something simple, like take care of the house while you're at work. Some girls don't like doing these things for their man, like cooking, cleaning, and stuff because they're told that it's degrading. Or something absurd like, you're his girl, not his slave. You know, we've all heard that toxic nonsense over the recent years. I don't see anything wrong with doing something nice for my man. I know it would be really sweet if my man made me a coffee in the morning, without me having to ask him for it. So, why can't I make his life a bit easier too? I don't get these ideologies, but they do exist, and they're becoming more and more popular. You may wonder why I'm mentioning all of this. It's because I'm older. I grew up differently. During my time, nobody tried to modernize things in a hurry without carefully thinking it through. Things just worked. There was great balance. And the idea of marriage always seemed beautiful to me. The perfect harmony. One filling the gaps of the other. Completing each other. You see, I fully understand these concepts. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, if these are things you value as well, then maybe we can try it and see where it goes. I'm basically asking you if you want to be with me and stay with me. Yes, I'm serious. You're exactly my type, and I would hate it if we just parted our ways today. Yes? Okay, then give me your hand and follow me. It's a surprise. You will like it. And don't be nervous. I promise we won't dance. Not today, that is. We will do something that you will really, really like, I'm sure. Come, come. Don't be scared. This is a room I rent. I sleep here sometimes when I don't feel like driving back from work. Why did I take you here? Well, are you sure you don't know? Come here, cutie. Shh. Don't say anything. Lay down on the bed for me. I said, I'm gonna do something really, really nice for you, right? Oh, trust me, I know. I know you've never done it. It's fine with me. I'll teach you all about it. Mommy will teach you all about it, baby. I'll pull your pants down. Is that okay? Okay, remember, don't worry. Mommy is here. You're safe. Oh, and what's that? Is my good boy already hard for me? So naughty. Mommy is just too sexy to resist, isn't she? These big, beautiful tits. These long, smooth legs. And Mommy's big, round ass is nothing like what you're used to seeing, is it? That's the difference between girls your age and a real woman, darling. I didn't even need to do anything. You got hard for me instantly. Already ready for me to take it. Don't worry. I'll be gentle with you. At first. You just lay still for me and watch me undress. That's it. Just stare. Stare at every inch of me. Oh, I know you like that. I saw it. Oh, this big fucking ass. I bet you can't wait to put your hands on it. Be patient. It will all be yours in a second. For now, just watch. Appreciate. There are other things to look at here. Look how hard my nipples are. Oh, I'm so fucking turned on for you. My pussy is just soaking wet. You know what I'm gonna do? Mommy will sit on you. And then ride you. You can handle it, right? You will have to, because it's too hard to resist. Don't move right now. Mommy will crawl on top of you. Oh, yes. Can you feel it? Can you feel how wet Mommy is, pressing with her pussy lips on your hard cock? Oh, God, I need it inside of me. I'll make it enter. Oh. Oh, yes. There we go. How's that feel, boy? Does Mommy's pussy feel good? That's it. Give yourself to Mommy. Give Mommy that dick. Oh. Mommy is going to ride you harder from now on, okay? Try to hold it in, even though I know it's your first time. You can try for Mommy, right? Good boy. Here we go. Oh, huh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, whose dick is it, baby? Oh, it's Mommy's dick, yes. Oh, Mommy owns it, doesn't she? That's right. You can't control it at all, can you? Oh, it's okay. You can come in Mommy if you want. Come in Mommy. Oh, come on. Oh, come inside Mommy's pussy. Let it milk you dry. I can feel it. I can feel it coming. Give it to me. Give it to Mommy, sweet boy. Give it to Mommy. Good boy. You came so much for Mommy. You didn't last long, but I didn't expect you to. Plus, we can work on that later, right? Come here. Mm.